Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Previously on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
Tracy Bramlett and her son Harmon are in studio. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Of course. Harmon, how are you?
I'm really good. Thank you.
I'm so happy that you're here. And when's your birthday, little dude?
August 17th.
August 17th. Whoa. So how old are you going to be?
12.
You're going to be 12 years old. You proud of your mom?
Yeah.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Welcome back in on The Score and the Marquee Sports Network. I'm not great at math, but that means if you were 12 last year, as we welcome Tracy Bramlett and her son Harmon back in studio, that means in a couple of weeks, Harmon, you would be turning...
Four. He's turning four.
No, 13.
13. Okay. 13. Very impressive. Let me get some housekeeping out of the way here first. We've passed $50,000, 100% to cancer research. We passed $60,000 with 100% going to cancer research. We are off to an absolutely amazing start, which means we're one for one on our matches. We had a little in the tank ahead of time, so do not rest on our laurels here. We've got a long way to go. One down, 23 to go. This hour, we have a dollar for dollar match thanks to a Brain Up board member, Jeffrey Lamorte, and Jeffrey Lamorte Salons in Frankfurt, Orland Park in Lamont, and Robert Jeffrey Salon in East Lakeview. They are proud to give back to the communities that support us, and they're passionate about creating salon experiences rooted in kindness, respect, and authenticity. At Jeffrey Lamorte and Robert Jeffrey Salons, it's not just about how you look when you leave, it's about how you feel. So thank you to Jeffrey Lamorte Salons for the sponsorship. Let's make sure that $10,000 gets matched. $5 becomes $10, $100 becomes $200. Text CURE25 to 41444. Let's move a couple of items here real quick. All right. You need to call for this one. So this is, you need 773-388-8270. This will go fast. You get a round of golf with Ryan Dempster. This is a foursome with Ryan Dempster, you and a guest. It'll be Dempster and someone from the Cubs. You get to play golf with Dempster, you and a guest. He's an awesome golfer. It'll be on a cool course. And Ryan Dempster is an unbelievable storyteller, especially on the golf course. He's a really good storyteller on the radio. Imagine him on a golf course. That's $2,000. So 773-388-8270, tax deductible donation that will be matched by Jeffrey Lamorte Salons. That's going to be available for you as well. If you're a baseball glove fan, we have these. I don't know about these, but these are apparently like the thing, the A2000s,
yeah,
from Wilson. I don't know about this. This is what all the ball players use, all the big-time guys. We've got a Team USA glove with a white primary color. We got a black and brown one for a lefty. These are $500 donations. Apparently, these are like all of the rage. So next $500 donation can get a glove. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. And last one, and then we'll get to Tracy Bramlett and her son, Harmon. Cubs Brewers, you feel like that's a big game?
I heard that series is something that people want to attend.
Okay. Well, actually, we're going to have tickets to Cubs Brewers. You need to figure out in the donation incentive tab right there, it says two separate things. Let me know which one we're giving away right now, if you don't mind, Robbie, and you can let me know. You see what I'm seeing there? You can let me know. You get back to me on that in just a second. But Tracy Bramlett and her son, Harmon, back in studio with us. Tracy, how are you feeling? What's new?
I'm feeling great. Had my most recent MRI back in May, and once again, stable.
Which is stable for how long?
It was 9 years in April.
9 years in April.
Nine wow. years.
Amazing. And tell people what you have for anyone who doesn't remember from last year.
I have a grade 3 astrocytoma. and it is my left frontal lobe. Little quick background was, so I have two sons. Harmon's my oldest, and then I have Calder, who is my youngest. And we had to cancel Calder's second birthday because I was having brain surgery 9 days beforehand, and we had no idea what the outcome was going to be.
Man, yeah. And so what do you remember, Harmon, about your second birthday?
Well, it was his little brother's second birthday.
Right. Well, I remember it was something about donuts. Remember donuts and ice cream day?
Yeah, lollipop and donut day.
No, lollipop and donut day, where like we'd go to Dunkin' Donuts, and like right before it. No, right after. Yeah,
right after what though?
We'd go to the hospital or dog. I don't remember. Yeah. But we get a lollipop from the people who worked there, and then once mom was done, we'd get donuts at Dunkin'
Donuts. So like weekly lab draws. So after my weekly lab draw, they got a lollipop. I said I should have gotten a glass of wine.
Yeah,
and then we would go and we would get donuts so that I could, you know, get that old blood sugar back up.
Yeah.
So it wasn't so bad for you. You got lollipops and donuts.
Oh, no. During all of my radiation treatments, all 27 of them, they got mom's getting her head zapped play dates.
Oh, what?
So, yeah. So every single day I had a wonderful crowd and carry of great people surrounding me that they just jumped on a Google Doc and signed up to be a babysitter when I had to go to radiation every day.
Wow.
And so we called it mom getting her head zapped. And so they had some pretty great play dates too during it all.
Oh, yeah.
Marshall, the Tracy has been the recipient at Brain Up at our 5K of our Bravery Award. As you can tell, how she faces this diagnosis is with laughter and inspiration and all of these things.
You got to do it with humor, right?
And absolutely.
I understand your entire family, the kids, you guys like sports a little bit, right?
That's he's named after a baseball player, and then our other son's named after the NHL Rookie of the Year trophy. So, you know,
Harmon and Calder.
Yeah.
But who are you a fan of, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
Like what team?
Yeah.
The White Sox.
The White Sox. And that's okay, but I wanted to get you something. Here's a signed Ozzie Guillen ball for you.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Good catch. Good catch in studio. Yeah. I like that.
Remember,
nothing
he
broke.
Was the manager when they won the World Series.
Oh.
What do you think about that,
man?
What
do you say?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's okay that you're a White Sox fan. We're bringing the whole city together here with the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. So, yeah. 05 World Series, but he also played for the team too. He's the guy who does their post game show, Ozzie Guillen. So there's a signed baseball for you.
Tell him what team your dad wants you to be a football fan of.
The Minnesota Vikings.
We
were trying to raise money here.
Yeah, that's
go Bears. Go Bears. Yeah, Mom's a diehard Bears fan. I named my guinea pig Danny Abramovitz.
Why?
I love
that's
this.
A little much.
I was a huge Bears fan, and in 85, I was 9 years old, and I got a guinea pig, and I named him after the Bears special teams coach.
But you married a Vikings fan, and now the fight is on. The battle for the kids is on.
Yeah and he got Harmon.
But Harmon is named Harmon, but he's being raised a Sox fan.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Our old neighbor in the city was Chris Sale, and he loved it. He thought it was hysterical.
I bet. The team name at Brain Up and what you called your tumor, I think this stuff reminded me of my brother Brad, because Brad was the goofball. If he would take pictures in front of the sign at the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute that would say like no food or drink, and he would just take pictures of himself sort of eating a sandwich and drinking. He would blow up the surgical gloves and then make it look like he was milking a cow and doing inappropriate gestures. And so I felt like in a different timeline, Tracy and my brother Brad would have been good friends. So tell people about your team name and what you called your tumor.
So my tumor is named Veruca. Like Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, because should we have Harmon say it again since you did this to him last year?
Again?
Yeah, Harmon, you get to swear once a year. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yay, she's a little bitch.
Yeah, the tumor's a little bitch.
Our hashtag was Arnold Schwarzenegger lied. Yeah. It is a tumor.
Yeah, it's perfect. So I think that's great. And I think that, you know, there is something too. You talk to any cancer doctor and they will tell you positive mental attitude. Like, they can't quantify it, but having positivity, humor. It can't stop it, right? It's not going to stop glioblastoma. That's an undefeated cancer. But in terms of like having a good outlook on things. Maybe it buys you extra time or whatever the case may be. It matters.
I don't have time for this. I have two little boys I got to watch grow up.
There you go.
Tracy, how do you feel like your specific attitude, because that's not the attitude that everyone takes with this. How much do you think that's played a role in the way you've been able to not only deal with the cancer initially, but just in your everyday life since?
Oh, I absolutely think a ton. A ton, especially like when I was going through all my treatment. On the days that I tried to let myself like relax or feel bad for myself or whatever, I actually felt worse. You know, it's kind of like Dory, you know, and you know, you just got to keep swimming, you know, and you just keep moving on. Like I said, I don't have time for this. I have two little boys I have to see grow up. I need to dance at Harmon's wedding.
Oh, no.
Well, Harmon, you're pretty, I mean, you always steal the show at our Brain Up 5K, which is coming up. People go to brainup.ngo. It's coming up the third weekend of September. We'd love you to register teams for that, but they got to compete with you at this 5K.
Yeah. Hopefully my friends William and Eli come.
Oh, nice shout out.
There we go.
You're a pro.
Now, can you run the whole 5K?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. He can.
Okay.
You took off. How many years have you done it now?
This will be your third.
This is my third.
Last year was a little hot.
It was a little hot. Yeah, we do it down on the lakefront. We do it in the summer. It is a, it's an endurance. Like, I've never done it. Like, I go, I emcee it, I walk it, but I'm not running. And then this kid is just sprinting past me. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, the first year he did it on a whim, and he ran it in like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was
no training.
30 minutes and 55 seconds.
With no training.
On youth and exuberance alone.
exactly right. All right, so here's what we have for Cubs Brewers. And by the way, just got word, John Lester is going to be calling in about 15 minutes. So he'll tell his story of... facing cancer. He obviously also just threw out the first pitch at Wrigley shortly before Ryan Sandberg passed away, and he was wearing the Rhino jersey on the field. So we'll have John Lester calling in just a little bit. You mentioned Cubs Brewers, right? Fairly big series. It's four games, two, against the Brewers. So this is August 18th to the 21st. You got a call for this. So 773-388-8270. I do not think this will last. Four bleacher tickets. Those tickets are going for above resale. They're going crazy. That's $2,000. That gets you four bleacher tickets to four games. That's a steal. I kind of disagree with what we priced it at. But that is an absolute steal for four bleacher tickets to those games. And then if you want to sit real close to every game of the Brewers series, like section 13, row 9 close. And again, this is four games that you get. So you can give them to your friends. You can go to all four. You can do whatever you want with them. It's a tax-deductible donation being matched right now by Jeffrey Lamort Salons. Two Cubs tickets, $3,000, Section 13, Row 9 to the Brewers series, 773-388-8270. No big deal. It's just the biggest games of the year.
So the whole series you get to go to.
You get to go. You four bleacher tickets to all four games. So that's 16 tickets. Or two tickets in Section 13 to all four games. So that's eight tickets.
I'm a Sox fan, and I know what a big deal it is.
Yeah, Cubs Brewers. I mean, that's gonna be the division versus the wild card right there. That's what that's going to be. So... You're feeling good, Tracy?
Yeah, I feel great.
Crushing it. We'll see you at the run walk.
Absolutely.
You'll be back next year on the Radiothon.
Absolutely.
Helping us raise more money.
We'll bring this one too, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's more about you. I feel like you don't respect the brain tumor, Harmon. I feel like Harmon doesn't respect, right? This is really just about you getting on the Marquee Network, getting on the radio and having bragging rights to all of your friends. Is that what's happening here?
Oh, his tennis instructor is a huge Cubs fan, and he made me send him a picture of him saying, "Are you jealous?"
Oh, he got a little petty
in
you.
That was your idea.
Okay, yeah. That's amazing. We like to smack talk.
That was her idea.
Well, that's amazing. Well, we have someone who texted in who says they want to take you to a White Sox game and get you some White Sox tickets. So, Robbie, you can hit that person up on the text line, and we'll take care of it.
Aww.
Thank
awesome.
You guys. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It's absolutely amazing. And Harmon, I'll be seeing you again at the Brain Up 5K.
Yeah,
you gotta talk. You can't. Yeah,
you can't just nod.
it's radio and TV.
You can't just nod. But thank you, Tracy,
yes,
for coming
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. I'll see you on the stage.
We'll see you. Yeah, you're doing the Bravery Award.
Yep.
Okay.
Such a pleasure.
It's yes, Marshall. Absolutely. Wonderful.
Can I do some shout-outs for my
thanks for having
do
us.
A we couple shout, do a couple shout-outs. Real quick.
Shout-out to William, Eli, Connor, and Matthew.
Okay, your crew?
Yeah.
He knows the game. I respect it.
He does know the game. You're probably going to get hooked up with dinner reservations, tickets to the dance. You're going to be driving a free car before you know it. All right. Thank you guys both.
Thank you for having us.
So much for calling in.
Oh, and thank you for the ball.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Good manners and everything. Yeah, I see you're working hard with these kids.
I try.
He's got it all down. Let's get some more donation incentives going here. And again, that number is 773-388-4270. 773-388-8270. I haven't asked you. What's your connection with cancer? Everyone's got one.
Well, you know, my aunt, my father's sister, had breast cancer, and this was two decades ago. Able to defeat it, still with us, still living good. I'm going to try to see her next week when I go to Cleveland. That's where they live. A bunch of Steelers fans living in Cleveland. Don't ask me to explain that to you.
Yeah, I don't want to.
And then one of my biggest mentors of my entire life, the late, great Stuart Scott, obviously well-documented, had cancer as well and fought it valiantly, but eventually lost his life to it. So I just
know... How did you know Stuart?
I knew Stuart through one of my other mentors, Laura Oakman. Stuart, Laura Oakman, Kevin Frazier, and they all shared the same agent as I did, my first agent, when I was a college kid working at CNN Sports Illustrated in Atlanta, and I would run teleprompter for Laura Oakman, and she would always tell me, like, hey, if you need help doing anything, and she got me, like, on the set to do, like, a mock run-through. It was a big deal.
Yeah, sure. Laura Oakman's going to be calling in tonight to talk about her relationship with Stuart Scott.
I look forward to hearing that conversation, and I went to a convention, the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. I told Laura, hey, I'm going to this convention. I'm going to try to, like, get better at what I'm doing. She's like, oh, well, Stuart will be there. You got to tell Stuart. You got to go up to Stuart. You got to give him a big hug and a kiss and tell him it's from me. I was like, okay. So I see Stuart at this convention. It was in Phoenix, Arizona. This is back in 1999. And I see him, and he's, like, talking to some people, and finally, like, the people break away, so I get him in. I was like, hey, I'm supposed to give you a big hug and kiss, but I don't know you like that, so I'm going to give you a firm handshake. And he's looking at me, like, his eyebrows raised, like, who told you to do that? It's like, Laura Oakman. He's like, you know Laura, that's my girl. And the rest, as they say, is history. But he was so gracious with his time and just hearing my story and wanted me to do well and everything else.
That's beautiful, man. And yeah, he inspired a ton of people, and we're looking forward to hearing Laura's. She was with him at the ESPYs before that big speech, and she was very close with him as well. So people should be getting in on these tickets. If these Cubs Brewers tickets, they have not yet moved, that is a crazy opportunity. I mean, I'm not telling you to buy them and move them to your people, but it's an opportunity to do it. Two Cubs tickets, Section 13, Row 9, to every game, the four games on the 18th to the 21st for $3,000, 773-388-8270. We also have two tickets to attend Cubs on Deck at Budweiser Brickhouse, August 19th, Spiegel & Holmes broadcasting live during the midday show. Special guest Nico Horner, food and beverage provided with a meet and greet that is brought to you by Verizon. What's the dollar amount on that, Robbie?
It'll be $500.
$500. Okay, thank you. $500. Next $500 donation, food, booze, meet and greet, Spiegel, Holmes, Nico Horner. And Nico's a good guy. So if you tell him that you donated something to Cubs for a Cure, he'll throw in a little something extra for the... I don't know. I don't know if he will or not. But you'll get to meet Nico Horner, and it'll be a great time. So do the whole Cubs on Deck thing right there. Next $500 donation. I should mention also that those gloves have been claimed with the $500 donation. But we have to hit that match. Thank you to Jeffrey Lamort Salons. They've got salons all across Chicagoland, Frankfurt, Orland Park, Lamont, Robert Jeffrey Salon in East Lakeview. They like to give back to their communities. Layla Rahimi back in studio. We'll step aside for a little bit so we can come back with John Lester. We'll come back with the founders of Brain Up. We've got some more great tickets and incentives and prizes to give away. We're approaching $70,000 raised. All of it goes to cancer research, but we have not hit the $10,000 match for the hour yet. Double your money. Thank you to Jeffrey Lamort Salons. Cubs for a Cure rolls on Marquee and the Score.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
My brother's childhood friend, who happens to be the manager of the Cubs, Craig Counsell. It's unfair that he isn't here to see this. He loved you so much, man.
What you're doing here is magical, man, and Brad is standing and applauding and cheering for you right now, and he won't stop, so thank you, man.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, we got to move a few things here. John Lester should be calling in a couple of minutes. I don't understand. Is Cubs Brewers not a big series? I know I'm doing national TV and giving LeBron takes and Cowboys takes and all that, but am I missing something?
Well, you know who's singing the national anthem for the 18th, right?
I don't.
Matt Spiegel.
All right, well then these should go for 25 grand or 200. I don't know. That's unbelievable. What's going on here? These are big games. 773-388-8270. You get 4 bleacher tickets to all 4 games. 16 tickets to Cubs Brewers. That's 2 grand. $3,000. You get a pair of tickets to 4 games. Section 13 run. You're like, I can't go to every game. Trust me. You'll be able to move them. You'll be able to sell them. You'll be able to recoup your money. It's a tax deductible donation. You will hit that number.
Do we have a toss for Lester?
It is the type of thing where we are going to be in a situation where we're going to raise a ton of money. Thank you to Jeffrey Lamorte Salons for the dollar for dollar match. Again, you're $5 donation becomes $10, $100 becomes $200, $500 becomes $1,000 when you text CURE25 to 41444. Joining us now on the Marquee Network and the Score by way of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is Cubs legend and cancer survivor, John Lester. John, thank you so much for the time this morning. How are you, sir?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. It was powerful to see you at Wrigley and throwing out the first pitch, wearing the Rhino jersey. We have one hung in the studio, and we're doing this all obviously in his honor. What type of relationship did you have with him? Because I know he loved that 2016 team so much.
Yeah, you know, I wish over the years I would have got to know him a little bit better. You know, obviously I saw him around and said hello and spoke to him briefly here and there through the years, but, you know, never really kind of developed a relationship with him and you know, but it was always good to see him around and have him in spring training, have him at Wrigley and just being a part of everything. You know, obviously, you know, him playing for the Cubs for so long, you could tell that he bled the blue and that he really enjoyed being a part of that organization.
It was cool. The guys who do the TV postgame show, he was contributing to the local coverage during the 2016 World Series. And Cap tells the story that he's like, I'll do pregame with you. This is before game 7. He's like, I'll do pregame with you. But when they win, not if they win, he's like, I'm celebrating with the team. And I just think that's yep. I think that's so cool that Rhino was in there with you guys after you won.
Yeah, it's awesome to see, like I said, the previous players that cared so much about being a part of that, even though, you know, kind of technically they weren't. But yeah, I think that's kind of the special thing about playing for the Cubs and being a part of that organization. And, you know, they included everybody. They had, you know, if you were an ex player and you wanted to be a part of it, you know, Theo and the organization and Tom were like, yeah, we want, you know, the more the merrier. So, you could definitely tell, not only him, but the other guys were, you know, ecstatic to be a part of the organization and be there during that time.
We're talking to John Lester on the Score and Marquee, and you were kind enough to sign a pair of cleats for us, which is amazing. So we have an autographed pair of John Lester cleats. Call 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. A $500 donation that gets doubled by Jeffrey Lamorte Salons to $1,000, and you get autographed cleats from Cubs legend John Lester. So thank you very much, John, for being willing to do that. And contribute to the cause. Every bit helps, as 100% of this goes to cancer research. You get diagnosed, right, 22 years old, I believe, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What was that diagnosis like at that point in your life?
I mean, obviously, before we knew what was going on, you know, when the doctor tells you cancer, it's you know, there's not a lot of good thoughts that go through your mind. But, you know, being in Boston at that time and the doctors that I had around me, my uncle, who was alive at the time, was a doctor, and he was with us through kind of the whole process of finding out and having the communication with him and the team doctors and the people at Mass General and Dana-Farber. You know, they kind of broke it down to me in layman's terms and made it kind of a lot easier for me to understand the process of, you know, kind of what I was about to go through. You know, I got to meet a lot of great people and very smart people and people that care about cancer research and you know, cancer treatment. So obviously when you're 22, it's not anything you want to hear. But like I said, those doctors helped break it down and give us a game plan. And kind of from that day forward, it was, you know, let's get this and figure it out, hopefully beat it.
John, you have a foundation we're familiar with, of course, the Never Quit Foundation. And when it comes to the advancements that you've seen since that time and cancer treatment leading to now, what have you observed just in your community and also in the advancements that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, it seems like every day they're coming out with something new, something better, and something that's easier on your body. You know, to give you an example, my dad, who went through cancer treatment kind of around the same time I did, had it come back a few years ago, and the treatment that they put him through was, I mean, a million times easier, a little more efficient than time and drug wise than it was just say 5 years prior. So, you know, they're continuing to find new ways and find new drugs and new treatments that, you know, can help us kind of combat this cancer. And hopefully, you know, as we continue with the research and getting money to these really smart people, you know, one day we can kind of say, hey, cancer isn't a problem anymore.
John Lester joining us here as we continue the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We're just getting started. So happy to have you on with us, John, not only to talk about your experience, but what you just mentioned about how far we've come even since you were diagnosed and the exponential, and we hope even more exponential ways that we are attacking this as a society. But what message would you want to share with people who just want to have something to hold on to as they or someone that they know, someone that they love, is fighting this disease?
The one thing that I always try to tell people, whether it's a kid or whether it's an adult, and you know, I told my dad the same thing. I told Anthony Rizzo the same thing. I said, man, you can't let this, you know, run your life. If, you know, you sit in a room or you sit in your living room on the couch and just watch TV and you kind of do the, you know, I don't want this to sound terrible, but kind of the woe's me, you know, I have this, I don't know if it's the treatment's working, this, that, and the other, you know, your mind starts going and wandering and thinking negatively. You know, big thing for me was to continue to do the things that, you know, I normally would do in the off season, whether that be fishing or working out or throwing. You know, obviously there's some cancers and some situations where you're not able to do that. But, you know, I think the big thing is just trying to be as normal as you can and keep your mind occupied and keep your mind on positive things instead of negative things.
What is the, I talked to Tyone about this once, like the brotherhood of cancer survivors that are in the big leagues. You mentioned Rizzo. I mean, is that something that you guys acknowledge, give a head nod to? How have you dealt with that?
I think before, you know, I became teammates with Riz, you know, we would talk about it a little bit when I would see him, you know, throughout the year or at the All-Star game or wherever I would see him. You know, obviously Riz has a huge foundation towards this as well. You know, but yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of understood. I think it's something that, you know, when you know somebody that's gone through it, like you said, it's kind of that brotherhood of, or sisterhood of, hey, you know, we've kind of been through the same things and been through the grind of the treatments and the not feeling well and the rundown days and all that stuff. So yeah, I think there is a brotherhood. You know, Mike Lowell was another one of my teammates that went through it. You know, so it's when you see people that have had it and come out on the positive side, you know, like you said, it's kind of like that brotherhood, sisterhood of, hey, we did this, we accomplished something. And yeah, it's kind of that unspoken respect, I guess.
Well, I saw you at the game, good seats, beer in hand. What's your impression of this Cubs team on deadline day as they make a push here?
Hopefully they do something. You know, I think as a player in that situation, you always want management to just do something. You know, it doesn't always have to be, you know, the superstar trade or this huge splash. I think whenever you make moves, it makes the guys in that clubhouse feel like, hey, these guys are behind us and we're ready to make a push. But I love watching this team. You know, I feel like they're very balanced. The pitching staff is, you know, pretty stacked from the starting to the back end of the bullpen. So, you know, as long as those guys can stay healthy and continue to, you know, kind of stay where they're at, you know, obviously Milwaukee's been incredibly hot lately, which seems like every year about this time they get hot. So
it's kind of annoying, isn't it? It's kind of annoying. I find them to be annoying.
Yeah. You're telling me, you know, I saw it firsthand in, what was it, 18 or 19, we missed the playoffs because of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you can't look forward if they're ahead, and you can't look in your rearview mirror if they're behind you. You got to keep worrying about what you can do day in and day out to give your team the best opportunity to succeed. And, you know, you start worrying about what the other team's doing, you're worrying about the wrong things.
Well, the cleats have been claimed, so that's $500 that turns into $1,000. Thank you to Jeffrey Lamort Salon. The bleacher tickets to Cubs Brewers have been claimed, which means the Section 13 Row 9 tickets are still available for Cubs and Brewers, 773-388-8270. Last thing, hypothetical for you, John. Cubs-Red Sox. Yep. Cubs-Red Sox World Series. What happens there? Where's your allegiance?
I think that I can't lose. I think that's a good World Series.
John?
That's a great answer.
John?
No, I mean, I think it would be, you know, the politically correct answer of it would be really good for baseball. Two legendary organizations, two legendary ballparks. I mean, it would be awesome. Like I said, my heart is in both places. It would be, you know, I would probably be whoever's winning that game is who I'm rooting for that particular day. But, like I said, I don't think I could lose in that situation, one way or the other.
Well, listen, man, thank you very much for sharing your story. Thank you for the donated items. We are approaching $75,000 raised. We've only been on the air for an hour and 40 minutes. And Saturday, I don't know if you heard, but Crane Kenny was on. They're going to be wearing the blue jerseys, Rhino's favorite, with no name on the back to honor Rhino at the game on Saturday. So it should be a pretty powerful weekend with Cubs for a Cure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's John Lester with us on Cubs for a Cure.
The left-hander. Always good to hear from him.
Yeah, he's
and
the
how
best.
Kind of him to donate. But it is a cause that he truly puts his effort behind, as you can tell.
Yes, absolutely. CubsForACure.com is how you donate. Text CURE25 to 41444.
All right, so those cleats lasted, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, if even that.
Yeah, so
the cleats flied.
$500 for every trade, right?
$500 for every trade.
We got another trade.
Okay. Yes. Good.
Ken Rosenthal reporting the Tigers are acquiring closer of Kyle Finnegan from the Nationals.
Whoa!
Oh, that's a big one.
Just out here. Yeah, Robbie Triano, the Tigers fan, is happy behind
the glass. Hey, can you do something about this?
Yeah,
Danny.
Yes.
He looks like up to you.
Talk, yeah.
We call him Mini Parkins. Can you convince him
to stop
doing this Detroit thing as much?
I don't care.
Danny!
That's why I like him. That's why I look up to him. Hey, great guy.
Yeah,
comes for a cure.
Yeah. This is like asking the brother who graduated, who's in college, to come back and teach your middle school brother, and neither one of them are cooperating with my plan.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this guy has good perspective. Not about sports teams, but about who he admires in the industry.
So during the NFL season, when he's railing on and on about the Lions over the Bears,
it's a relevant team, and tell him to turn off his mic.
Connor O'Donnell is calling.
I don't like you as much.
Connor O'Donnell is calling you Robbie Parkins now.
Good.
Okay. Wow. I like it.
Yeah. Again.
Yep.
Smart guy to look up to. It's a good guy to have as a mentor, as an advisor in the business.
Now I wish Layla hadn't asked
it's
you to
gone,
help
it's
at
gone,
all.
It's gone. It's going. It's pretty well.
No,
for me.
I'm trying to get the one person he looks up to convince him that this is a bad idea.
When do I get some of that success?
You're crushing it. in a certain lens.
Wow. The shade.
Go to break.
Diane Pathew from Channel 7 will be in 20 minutes. A very cool donation incentive items. The founders of Brain Up. Much more to come on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on Marquee and the Score.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
I'm Marty Leonards from 93XRT, and I stand up for Bridget Murphy, my once-upon-a-time wife, who remains one of my closest friends. She battled through two bouts with lymphoma and received a bone marrow transplant using her own bone marrow. Bridget has now been cancer-free for over 30 years.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Okay, we are back on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We have to hit that match from Brain Up board member Jeffrey Lamorte and Jeffrey Lamorte Salons. Let's get it going. Text CURE25 to 41444. This donation incentive will help. The Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage is up here with us in the Prudential Building. I know nothing about music, but there's acts all the time that come through that people just stop working around here, and then they go and they line up and they watch really, really cool concerts that are apparently a big deal. I, again, know nothing about music. But you can get a pass, and it's like, what do you think, Layla? 75 people maybe in there? 100 people?
No, not 50? Even.
50 yeah. is Dan yeah. Friesen.
More like 50.
It's a okay. very intimate setting, okay, and yeah. it's a wonderful place to watch music, which I know something about. Yeah. But maybe a little more than you.
Yeah, so. Anybody does.
I am pro music, and I think it is a great spot.
So Dan and Meg Kresak, the founders of Brain Up, are in studio. You purchased the donation incentive last year.
Last year.
You guys are here for a concert right now. Who are you seeing?
Royal Otis.
Great.
Yeah.
Otis, my man. Yeah. and so you but so it's 50 people.
I like their elevators. They do a great job with elevators.
And so you, exactly. And so yeah. you get two passes to every show that we put on throughout the year. $3,000
and if you're not here, your friends, because we go to Florida for the winter.
Yeah.
Your friends can use it.
So it's so it's two tickets, two access passes, basically, to watch every concert that comes in here over the course of the year. Dan and Meg did it last year. You're here for a concert today. We have two pairs of these tickets because you want to do it again, right?
I'm buying the first one.
So that's $3,000. So he gave $3,000 last year, felt like he got his money's worth of concerts, and you're doing it again this year.
It's well worth it. Okay. I tell you what.
So,
if you had 10 of them, I'm sure you'd sell them all.
Okay. Well, again, it's very limited. Yes. But so if you want to see every concert in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage, $3,000 right now, 773-388-8270, or text CURE25 to 41444. Dan and Meg, you founded Brain Up in honor of your daughter, Olivia. We're entering year 10. Meg, why don't you tell people how it's been going and how it's grown in her honor?
It's, as you said, it's our 10th year, and we are so excited. We have raised over $2 million for brain cancer research that stays here in our Chicago community, and we have our annual run walk, and it has grown every year. We anticipate it to have over 2,000 people attend it, and we're raising money for brain cancer research, and as you know, Danny, how it impacts all of us that have been exposed or lived through watching someone fight this fight. So
I've been inspired by you. You get faced with this diagnosis, you get faced with loss, and then you try to channel your grief into something positive, which is what we're all doing around here.
And you know, you went through it with Brad. We went through it with our daughter Olivia. When you realize that your loved one has this, what can you do? You're not a doctor. You can't do research.
Yeah.
So you raise money for research, and that's what we're doing. And they need the money, Danny. You know that as well as I do. They
need the money.
As much money as they can get for cancer research.
Yeah, especially now with federal cuts happening to, apparently people didn't like the federal government helping out with funding cancer research. So that's being cut significantly. So we're trying to make up the gap here. CubsForACure.com, text CURE25 to 41444. Dan and Meg Krisak in studio, founders of BrainUp. You said you had a Ryan Sandberg?
Yes.
Yeah.
As you remember last year, you got us. We were on the field.
Yeah.
And we were talking to, I forget who it was, maybe one of the players. And Ryan Sandberg kind of came up just, and Ryan is not a flamboyant type of person. He's very subtle and very, but you know,
humble guy,
great guy. And I'm standing there and I'm talking to him, and we're just two old guys just kind of standing around talking while everybody's looking at the young players. And I said, Ryan, the one thing that I've always thought about you is you were always a class act. I mean, no matter what you did, you'd never complained. You were always there for the Cubs. You played your heart out with baseball. And, his eyes twinkled, and you could tell he was just really happy that I was saying that to him,
And he heard it a lot.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because he was a classy guy who loved the Cubs. Right. And, last year he announces that he's cancer-free, and 11 months later, he's gone. It's been a while. Let's get some $23 donations going in honor of Rhino. So just make a $23 donation. Jeffrey Lamort Salons will double it. Text CURE25 to 41444. You guys get to be the principal recipients of this massive fundraiser. The Cubs are amazing partners. There will be a BrainUp tent outside on Saturday at Gallagher Way. I'll be there. My family will be there. Tell people a little bit, just Meg, about the research and like what the money from last year is going to and where we think we're making a difference here for brain cancer patients in Chicago.
Well, there's a very exciting research program that's going to be coming out of Northwestern that's being named after your brother, Brad, in honor of the money that you raised last year. $500,000 is significant in the brain cancer research community, and it's a trial. I can't talk the science to it, but it's
that's
going
fine.
To be put through impact participating with all of our local hospitals, as well as having a national presence. And the physicians that are at Northwestern that are cheerleading and leading this cause are just so grateful for the work that this raising money and the Radiothon has been able to produce, because, as we've all said, the money is significant and it's very expensive research.
Yep, and it's an underfunded cancer because it doesn't affect as many people,
right.
And so it really does require private philanthropy. And the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute and others, I mean, Loyola and Rush MD Anderson, we've got some great work being done here at Chicago that BrainUp is very proud to support. The 5K is coming up.
5K.
On the 21st, we want to see more teams out there. BrainUp.ngo is where they can get in the information.
Right.
And go see others.
Yes, and also come to the game on Saturday and stand up for cancer, for whatever cancer you're fighting. There's so many people that are impacted with many. Of course, we hold ours dear to our heart. We're laser focused, but there's so many people that are impacted by cancer. And this event and this weekend is going to be very special, and especially in honor of Ryan Sandberg.
Yes, absolutely. We're all doing this for Rhino. Dan and Meg Krisak, you're inspiring people doing this in honor of your daughter, Olivia. Thank you so much for welcoming
you
into the board. And
Danny,
me,
thanks for everything you do and the Cubs do and the station does here. And we just can't appreciate it anymore. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Yes. We're happy to do it. Good to see you guys. Thank you for coming.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, see you Saturday.
Right.
That's Dan and Meg Krisak. So the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage, you guys, we got to bring in somebody else. But thank you very much, Dan Krisak, for the $3,000 donation. It's very appreciated, and it's all going to go towards cancer research. We have other things right now for you to get in on. If you want the Brewers tickets, I was told, just sold, which is amazing. So those Brewers tickets have been moved, both the bleacher tickets and the tickets, section 13. And we've got a lot more to get to here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. But joining us now, listen, it would be selfish of me to say it, but I'll say it. One of the most important guests is Babs of Babs Boards, because I'm hungry.
Oh, I love it. I'll say thanks to that.
Yeah, I am hungry, and you have partnered with Char Crust to make us here a delicious lunch.
Yes.
And this is a company that was founded in a Chicago steakhouse.
Yes.
And, you know, back in, what, the 50s, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore, but their product does.
Their product does.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, which is...
Wait till you try it.
I can't wait. Yeah. And I just want to say real quick, and then you can tell us about your connection to the cause. Babs Boards is a really cool organization, and my wife was like, you got Babs coming in? I did a charcuterie class with Babs. It was amazing.
I love
charcuterie
that we made,
class.
Yes, I love that we made that connection. I teach charcuterie classes, and I teach girls who grill, and that's we grilled a lot today for you. No charcuterie out there for lunch.
I prefer the grill, but thank you to Babs Boards. Thank you to Char Crust.
Yes,
I know you also were inspired by this event because you have a connection with cancer.
Yeah, absolutely, and thank you so much for having me and for doing this, and I love seeing the Ryan Sandberg jersey behind you. I mean, wow, what a week for timing for this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who's not affected by cancer, right? I personally have not been affected by the same type of cancer of your brother, but for sure it's hit me hard, and I love that you have Kleenexes here. You know, one of my best friends who lives in Cleveland actually has been fighting it for a very long time, and it's really awful. It's been over 13 years and ups and downs and the trials and tribulations, and it's really tough. So I really appreciate that you're doing this, and Cubs for a Cure is a pretty remarkable organization too.
It is absolutely our honor. And what do we have for lunch here on behalf of Babs Boards and Char Crust?
So we have some really great steak that I grilled ahead of time. We have some pork tenderloin that also is using Char Crust. I'm using different flavors of it, so you could try all of it. We also have some free samples for you too, which is going to be wonderful. Some salads with some chicken, just a whole bunch healthy, fresh, using everything from the farmer's market and local, and you're going to love it.
Thank you so much. Yes. Babs Boards,
yes,
Char Crust, they're making a $2,500 donation.
And I'm personally going to donate as well,
thank you.
In the next, you know, as soon as I get back to my credit card.
That's great. Go to cubsforacure.com to do it. Text CURE25 to 41444. Thank you very much to Babs.
Thank you.
Joining us next, Diane Pathew from Channel 7. She was on the Radiothon last year with her husband, Nick. Nick passed away a couple of months ago, and Diane will be telling her story next on The Score and the Marquee Network.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.